Firefighters pushed to limit by relentless blazes. Firefighters face physical and mental exhaustion as they are forced to tackle unprecedented and relentless blazes during the hottest summer on record. This summer, the county has seen devastating fires at farms, a school, landfill site, and forest while under drought conditions and experiencing record-breaking heat. Lee Newport, acting chair of the Oxfordshire Fire Brigade Union, based at Didcot Fire Station, said staff were burned out and has called for support, describing this summer as a crisis point. He said, "I cannot emphasise enough how busy it has been in Oxfordshire. We are at a crisis point now in this country." Mr. Newport said he had never experienced anything like this summer's blazes in his 22 years in the fire service, saying this is unprecedented. He described going to a call out, coming back and servicing kit, only to be called out again, saying the fires are relentless, citing Goring Heath, Blueberry Farm and Greenway's landfill blazes as just some of those that have seen crews called out from his station. The union is calling for government funding for wildfire-specific protective equipment and gear. Mr. Newport explained the kit that firefighters are using now is not designed for the continuous nature of wildfire and field blazes. He said, "We just need support. It is just physically and mentally exhausting." The General Secretary of the Union, Steve Wright, has also served across Oxfordshire. He has been speaking out on the situation, which he is calling a national emergency, and has received government confirmation that there will be a national wildfire summit. Mr. Wright explained how fire services have had to pool resources, saying 5,000 more firefighters are needed. Last month, Oxfordshire fire crews were sent to Suffolk to help with a major wildfire incident there. Previously, a spokesperson for Oxfordshire Fire and Rescue Service said, "We have crews and resources in place to provide emergency response across Oxfordshire." Oxford East Labour MP Annalise Dodds said, "This spring and summer's sustained record-breaking hot temperatures have only underlined how the climate crisis is already affecting us here in the UK. Our brave firefighters and other emergency workers have been at the sharp end of trying to protect people from the very worst impact." She said she will continue to push for action. Green County Councillors Robin Jones and James Barlow wrote to the Oxfordshire Chief Fire Officer and his deputies, thanking them and their crews for their exceptional help given to the many people struggling with the frightening impacts of the recent extreme heat and drought. In a letter, they described fear for the priority calls which have to be handled during the blazes. And there's a photograph of two firemen from Goring Fire Station, only in their trousers with their braces. So I think they've finished firefighting because they've both got ice lollies in their hands, which have been given by well-wishers.